Hey gang, we're back. This is episode 236 of the Q&A podcast. My name is Anthony, and sitting right across from me via Zoom, as always, is my pal DeQuincy.
Yo, hello everybody, we're back.
Happy Labor Day.
Yes, happy Labor Day for all you who didn't have to labor today.
Right.
Special labor, happy Labor Day for all you who did have to labor today.
Yes, that too.
How are you doing?
I'm good, man. Including the Houston Astros, who won today on Labor Day. And are back in a tie, a two-way tie for first place with the Seattle Mariners.
Yeah, this is going to be a very interesting home stretch for the Astros, and it's going to show what Astros fans are made for division races and which ones are not. Because, buddy, there are a lot of whiners online. I'll tell you.
I was in a text thread today that was pretty
lively.
it was a very schizophrenic. Text thread, to say the least. There's multiple people in it, so I just sat back until the game was over.
My favorite part is like seeing how Astros Twitter reacts to everything that happens in the game, and then seeing how Astros fans in this Facebook group I'm in react to everything. Twitter is so negative. Meanwhile, everyone on the Facebook group is like, oh man, we gotta get them next time. The guys need to get it together. Like,
well, that's Twitter. I mean, that's what Twitter's for.
Yeah, I say social media gave everyone a voice, and that was not the right thing. But we'll talk baseball later.
Yeah.
And you know, we got huge wrestling news. We'll get to another podcast. But we're here to finish our NFL preview. About 2 weeks ago, we wrapped up the NFC, so we're here with the AFC. Fair warning, I just did my quarterback list like 5 minutes ago, so we're gonna see how it goes.
maybe mine was finished 10 minutes ago.
Oh, okay, good. Nice to see we both procrastinated. It wasn't just me. I kept thinking about it the entire time. I was like, man, I need to do this. I had like an extra week to do it, and I just never got around to it to right now. I was like, oh shit. I'm writing out the outline. I was like, top five quarterbacks. Like, I might need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll get to it right now. All right. So just like last time, we'll start at the bottom and work our way up. And just like last time, I believe we're going to have the same number one.
Yes.
All right. So give it to me. Who is your fifth rank AFC quarterback?
Oh, fifth ranked. Oh, wow. Okay.
Start with number five, baby.
I forgot we did that. I was expecting to lead off. But I have I didn't write it down, but I had it in my head. I have what's his name? Trevor Lawrence, number five from Jacksonville.
Wow.
Yep. I told you before that I think I was going to surprise you with some of these.
Trevor Lawrence was on my just miss. I think he can make the leap this season. My number five was the guy that he beat in the playoff game. I had Justin Herbert number five.
Yep. And I knew you were going to have Justin Herbert because I know you've been high on Justin Herbert for a long time, I feel like.
The only thing that hurts Justin Herbert is that he QBs for one of the most cursed franchises in all sports.
Absolutely.
If he was on like, say the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he'd have a ring by now.
Yeah, that's a good man. That's a good point. Yeah, he just, you know, when it gets down to the wire, man, this team just finds a way to collapse. It seems like
they're the AFC version of the Cowboys.
Yeah,
Yeah. Like they're
Right.
gonna find a way to screw it up, and it's gonna be hilarious to everyone who doesn't root for them. And like we saw in that game against the Jaguars last year in the playoffs, they had that huge lead and just squandered it away.
Yep. And really, that's why that's pretty much the biggest reason I picked Lawrence over Herbert is just because he has that victory in the playoffs over him.
Yeah, I understand. But my thing would be like Herbert did his job. It's not his fault that the defense just fell apart. Like I can only do so much. I can't go out there and tackle the wide receiver that scampered off for a 25-yard gain. That's your job, and the defense failed at
Right.
every facet of the game during that playoff game.
But with Lawrence, man, I mean, his size, his awareness, the fact that he has improved each year, from being the number one overall pick. I mean, if you're the number one overall pick, more times than not, it's because your team was like the worst team in football, unless you obviously a team is able to trade up or something like that. There's outlying circumstances that, but for that pick, but for him, I mean, he was picked on, drafted by a bad Jacksonville team with a bad coach.
You beat me to it. Urban Meyer might go down in history as the worst NFL coach we've ever seen. And we saw Bobby Petrino try to coach.
It, man. And the fact that he, didn't allow himself to be ruined by that whole experience, and has, seemingly gotten better, working with a former Super Bowl winning or Super Bowl appearing head coach in Doug Peterson, right? They appeared in the Super Bowl.
Didn't they win that one against the Patriots, or am I tripping?
I think that actually, I think you're right. I think they did win. So a Super Bowl head coach, winning head coach, he's showing, the reason why he was picked number one overall. And it's no knock against Herbert, that he didn't go number one overall. Sometimes that's not necessarily a bad thing, because that means you might be drafted into a better situation, and the transition is a lot smoother. And I think that's kind of the situation with Herbert. They needed a quarterback as just kind of that last piece. And he looks to be that guy, but you're right. The rest of the team has to follow suit.
I'm looking at the stats from that game, and I forgot how the Chargers just fell apart. It was 27-7 at halftime,
That's right.
and then the
That's
Chargers
right. I remember that.
the rest of the game, the Chargers only scored 3 points. Meanwhile, the Jaguars scored 24 to win the game, 31-30.
That's right, because I came into the game just before halftime and I was like, oof, man, that's rough. That's a blowout. I was like, I'm glad I didn't watch the first half, it's in its entirety. And then it went to halftime and I was like, there's nothing else on. I'm gonna just check out the second half. And I remember watching that game. I was like, holy cow, they keep chipping away. They're chipping away, chipping away. Wow, they're gonna win this game. Oh my God, this is insane.
That's crazy. Lawrence Taylor, Trevor Lawrence, sorry, in that game, 28 for 47, 288 yards, four touchdowns, four interceptions.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Crazy ass game. But there's one team that can snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. It is the Los Angeles Chargers. Check real quick. I think all four of those interceptions came in like the first half too. Not, but you know what? It's not how you start, it's how you finish.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
All right, give me your number four.
Number four, Josh Allen, Buffalo Bills.
Ooh, we agree. He was my
Ooh, number
fourth.
four.
Yeah, he was my
Yeah.
fourth as well.
Yeah, man, I mean, he is just, I don't know, it's pretty impressive to see a guy that size, with his arm. be as accurate and as good as he is, you know? And, you know, obviously he's got the team, you know, he's got a really good team around him. But, you know, he consistently, you know, leads his team to, or consistently leads his team closer and closer to that next level. They've had some crazy shootouts against Kansas City and, you know, fallen short. But then that's why he's down at number four and not where the number one pick is, where the number one quarterback is, you know?
Yeah, Josh Allen does everything on the field, pass, run, all that. It's just, there's just something missing that keeps him out of the top three. Like, he doesn't have that clutch. I don't mean just talking cliches, but that clutch factor, he just hadn't been shown to have it yet. I kind of feel like the media has made this man to the great white hope. I mean, he's on the cover of Madden now. It's like, oh, he's so much great. He's better than other quarterbacks who have done more than him. And it's like, can this guy, you know, make it to a championship game, you know, to the Super Bowl before we start anointing him the next great quarterback? But I will say this about he's cut down on a number of boneheaded plays. 'Cause I remember against the Texans a few years ago, like, they lost that game because of his just inane decisions, like throwing a 40-yard pass to a fullback who was double covered. And I think there was also like a lateral he tried that went the Texans' way. Like, to see where how he's matured as a quarterback from then to now is like, it's amazing. Like, he's the only person that's ever done something like that and made himself into an MVP caliber quarterback, but he's just not all the way there yet. I got him number four as well. I didn't expect for us to agree on more than one, so that's surprising to me. You want to move on to number three?
I'm ready.
Right. Who's your number three?
I got Joe Cool, Joe Daddy, Joe Burrow.
Oh, wow.
You see where I'm going with this?
Yes. Now I'm wondering who your number two is.
Who do you have number two or number three?
Number three, I have Lamar Jackson.
Oh shit, I forgot about Lamar.
And that's why he's number
Oh
three.
no.
It's like everybody forgets this guy won MVP like a couple of years ago. Like, the only reason like he hasn't been more successful is because Baltimore has given him like the shittiest weapons and the worst offensive coordinator you can give to a guy with that skill set. And he's a
Right.
guy I was talking about when I was talking about how the media was like, oh, Josh Allen's the next guy. I'm like, Josh Allen hasn't done any the stuff that Lamar Jackson has done. He hasn't led his team as well before. Last year, I was like, he hasn't led his team as far. He hasn't won an MVP, even though you guys want to anoint him. Like, y'all need to give the love that y'all give to him, to Allen, give it to Lamar Jackson, who's actually been out here and doing basically the same thing, being the one man gang for the whole offense.
Right. Oh man, you know why I forgot about Lamar? Just because he missed so many
Yes.
games and the end of last season, that I just kind of forgot that there was a lot of drama at the end of the season with all that, and in the off season with the contract situation.
That's why he was my number three and not my number two. But go ahead and talk about your friend Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow, I mean, the guy got to the Super Bowl, was it 2 years ago, 3 years ago now?
2 years ago.
You know, a year after blowing out his knee as a rookie. I mean, the guy is just, he's a better version of fellow former number one overall pick Trevor Lawrence. I mean, just because he's been able to get his team to the Super Bowl, and looks primed, you know, to be one of the top, you know, three quarterbacks in all of the game each year.
As long as they can keep him standing upright, they fix the offensive line because he's got the weapons,
Right.
all of it. So yeah, he was my number two.
Okay, so it's your number two.
Yeah.
You're gonna
So who's your number two?
You might quit the show after this
Oh,
one.
Lord.
Because I forgot about Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
I might have to recalculate this another time, but I'm gonna assume that, you know, is Lamar gonna start the season?
Yes.
Damn. This is gonna sound even more insane because I forgot Lamar. But I got the new kid in town.
Who?
At number two. The new kid in the conference.
I'm trying to figure out who the hell you. Oh, you're talking about Aaron Rodgers?
I got Aaron Rodgers at number two.
You're on the same drugs that he's on. He shipped you some of that good ayahuasca down here, didn't he?
Right. Look, I mean, the Jets and Packers went through the same thing. Basically, you know, they've traded with each other for, you know, the same position, you know, in the last, you know, past 10 years or whatever, however long ago it was that they traded for Brett Favre. But, you know, Aaron Rodgers can still play. And I think he's a better quarterback at this stage of his career than Brett Favre was. So it's like, you know, he's still relatively healthy. I don't think he's as banged up as Favre was at this point in his career at that time. And you know, it was in the Packers Favre case, it was like they just wanted to move on. They didn't want him around anymore. And I feel like in this case, it was like Rodgers was ready to go. Like he didn't know what they wanted, and he just was ready to. He's like, you know what? I'm just gonna get out of here before it gets even worse. But I think he's still an elite level quarterback, at least for another year or two. I could be wrong, but I feel like he's still healthy enough. He's still mobile enough to make an impact.
You got the drug.
And also, not that it, you know, weighs, or not that it's a major factor, but it is a factor that he's the only other Super Bowl winning quarterback on this list. And granted, that was a long time ago, I know, but
he's going to turn 40 on December 2nd.
Whoa. Yeah, most of the season will be over by then.
His season probably over by then with that old man.
Look, if he can stay healthy, if the Jets can keep him healthy, if the offensive line can keep him healthy, you know, I'm not saying that the Jets are a great team or that they might be a really good team this year. I don't know. I don't know what their prospects are. But if we're talking just about quarterbacks and skill, and the fact that I, you know, and also including the fact that I just completely forgot about Lamar, then yeah, I'm picking Rodgers.
That might be your biggest sin of the night, my friend.
Right. And look, before you know, chew me out or whatever, or quit the show or whatever. Again, this is all based on the idea or the fact that I just plumb forgot about Lamar Jackson. Wow.
This is just African American discrimination right here, people. That's what
that oh, boy.
Is.
No. Let's not start that now.
The only thing I can say about Aaron Rodgers and why he didn't make, he was nowhere near my list, is thing. His age is a factor. Like, we saw it 2 years ago when they had the playoff game at home against Tampa Bay. It was him versus Tom Brady. And both him and Brady were just making mistakes, and the defense eventually bailed Brady out. It's like you only have so many bullets in your arm. And as you get older, those bullets, it's like someone sneaks into the supply depot and keeps taking them over and over again. So, like, Aaron Rodgers, he could have a great season, or at least a great beginning of the season, but by the time the playoffs come around, I'm just not as confident in his throwing ability in New York, in the weather, as I am with the other guys I have in front of him on my list.
Right. No, and that's fair. That's totally fair.
Yeah, I can totally see a scenario where it's after the Jets get knocked out early in playoffs, and ESPN's like, "What's wrong with Aaron Rodgers? He's throwing up these wounded ducks." And I'm like, "He's 40 playing in the cold. That's what's wrong with him. Time has him in the Steiner recliner. That's what's wrong with him." I tell you, he was number two on your list. He did not even make honorable mention for mine. Like, I didn't even think about him.
And look, you're making a lot of sense because he's getting, they're throwing the gauntlet at him early, dude. Monday Night Football to start, kick off the season against, at home against the Bills. The following week on the road at Dallas. Following week after that, at home against the Patriots. October 1 at home against the Chiefs. Those are the first 5 games of this, or 4 games of the season. Then game 5 at Denver, and then game 6 at home against the Eagles. Look, this is, I'm, you know, either I'm gonna look like a genius in 7 weeks, or I'm gonna look like a complete damn fool in 7 weeks. It's all or nothing for me at this point.
Be slamming your desktop out. Damn it, how did I forget about Lamar Jackson?
Right.
And of course, number one for both of us, Patrick Mahomes.
I mean, that goes without saying at this point.
Yeah, I don't think, like, there's nothing else to say. That guy is Pro Bowler, MVP, odds on Super Bowl favorite. There's nothing else. We're not gonna waste time talking about all the accolades that guy has now and in his future career.
Yeah, and it's like, it's not even, he's not even, he's not just the best quarterback in the AFC, he is the best quarterback in the world.
Yeah. So, were there any quarterbacks that just missed?
Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert.
Yes, man. We talk about the AFC having so many more better quarterbacks than AFC. It's true, but only like slightly. It's more top heavy.
Yes.
Because I think Aaron Rodgers would probably be seventh or sixth on my list. And then Lamar Jackson, Trevor Lawrence. So, yeah, Lawrence would be sixth. Aaron Rodgers would be seventh. And after that, you have guys like Tua Tagovailoa. Deshaun Watson.
If Tua can stay healthy.
Yeah, Tua can stay healthy. Deshaun Watson, if he can stop being nasty. Jimmy Garoppolo, Russell Wilson, Ryan Tannehill, and then Kenny Pickens. And then after that, you got Mac Jones, and then the rookies, Anthony Richardson and CJ Stroud.
Right. Okay, so let me ask you this, just to kind of break the mold for a second. Looking at Richardson and Stroud, I mean, whose upside do you like more?
Richardson.
Mm.
Like
So does that mean?
if you ask me which one of those two could win the MVP in the next 5 years, I would say Richardson. If you ask me which one of those is more likely to have their starting job in 5 years, I would say Stroud.
Really?
Yeah, I think Richardson has the higher ceiling, but Stroud has the higher floor. Like Richardson, the kind of guy, like if it goes great, the GM who drafted him is a genius. If it goes bad, that GM is out of a job.
Right. So you're okay with how the draft went down between those two?
Yeah, because I wanted either Stroud or Richardson. Either one was fine with me. I didn't want what's his name, the quarterback for the Panthers.
Yep, Bryce Young.
Bryce Young, he's just too small for me. Like I saw videos of him walking with the offensive line in training camp, and it looked like one of those Make-A-Wish videos.
Right.
Yeah, so no, he was just too small for me. And then the other guy, what's the white guy's name that went to Tennessee? Why do I want to say Ryan Mallett? That's not right.
The guy that got drafted in like the fourth round,
something like that.
When he was projected to go number one.
Yeah, he always seemed like he was just a hype beast. Like he wasn't. He came from a small school. His stats weren't that impressive. It just
Will
like,
Levis.
Yeah, Will Levis. Thank you. It was just people like, oh well, Josh Allen did it, so maybe this guy can do it. It's like Josh Allen is like one of the only one that's the project that actually worked out of the 50 or 100 times that we try in the NFL. That shouldn't be something you rely on. That's he's a lottery ticket. He's not as dependable as Stroud or even Richardson or I forgot the short man's name already.
Bryce Young.
Bryce Young. So yeah. Just like that. Yeah. But yeah, but if you're asking, like, I'm happy with the Texans draft. I think Stroud is going to be the starter for the foreseeable future. But yeah, but like I said, Richardson, like, he's got all the upside and intangibles in the world. He's gonna be on that. Well, he's the guy that's gonna be on that Josh Allen trajectory. Like, he's gonna look awesome for a drive, and then he's gonna throw into triple coverage and getting picked off, and you're gonna be like, what the fuck was that? And then the next drive, he's gonna have like a 45 yard run for a TD. It's gonna be up and down for the. I hope Cole fans have their heart medication. That's all I can say.
And he's so young too. He just turned 21.
Yeah. Yeah, Stroud's what?
21 as well, but he turns 22 next month.
Okay. Yeah, young, some young babies out here getting thrown to the fire. It's AFC South. It's depending on how you feel about the NFC South. The AFC South is like the worst division in football, so you might as well throw them out there and see what you can get.
Right.
All right, so let's start running through these divisions real quick. Where shall we start?
All right. Let's get AFC South over with.
Now we're saving the Texans for last.
Okay.
Since we started with, let me go last. Let's go to the East. No. Let's go to the West. Sorry, let's go to AFC West, where the defending Super Bowl champions Kansas City Chiefs lay. We also have a very, very tricky, I guess, the best way to put it, team in the Los Angeles Chargers, and then the also Rams in the Las Vegas Raiders and the Denver Broncos. This is the division of teams I will never remember what city they're in.
Right.
I want to say San Diego Chargers and Oakland Raiders so bad. I'm old. I've become my father. I don't remember where anything is. So my question to you is there any way that the Chiefs lose this division?
Oh, man. I don't see it happening.
Outside of injury. Let's just put that out.
Outside of injury, I don't see it happening. I mean, and this is a team where I just saw today that they're all pro defensive end. Our defensive lineman is holding out. He's trying to get a new contract. And even if he doesn't start the season, even if his holdout is, you know, indefinite, it, as long as Patrick Mahomes is healthy, I don't see how this team is anything but a division winner and a, you know, Super Bowl favorite.
Also, do you want to sit there and look me in the eye and say you trust the Chargers to do anything well?
No, of course not.
Do you trust the Raiders, my good fellow?
It's at the point with the Raiders right now. They are holding out as long as they can to or they're fighting off as much as they can potentially a complete rebuild at this point by going out and signing Jimmy Garoppolo to replace Derek Carr. You know, that tells you right there, okay, we're not quite ready to just, you know, blow it all up again. So, you know, I think they're on their last legs with in that regard, before it is time to just start all over. And because of that, I have them finishing last in the division. I think, I think Sean Payton is a good enough coach to at least dig the Broncos out of last place in the division. I don't know if they'll go any further than third, potentially second. That, but that's, you know, you'd have to have a really bad season from Denver, from Los Angeles.
Las Vegas.
No, the Chargers
Oh, I was,
to get the
goddamn.
second. No, I think the Broncos can be coached into a third place finish, but I don't know if they can go any higher at this point.
My thing with the Raiders is you're bringing in Jimmy Garoppolo. If he couldn't make it work in San Francisco with that quarterback system where they could bring in Mr. Irrelevant Brock Purdy and make him look like a star, if he couldn't do it there, like you're just treading water.
I mean, like I said, they're inching closer and closer to just having to blow it all up.
Yeah, they're in the Caleb Williams sweepstakes right now. And then for the Broncos, how much do you believe in Peyton and Russell Wilson getting it together?
I believe in him just at least just enough to finish third in the division.
Yeah, because let's be honest about Sean Payton. When was the last time he was like a top five coach in the NFL? Like you go back and look at the season that the Saints had after that Super Bowl, there was a lot of mid towards the end. And then he leaves to go TV. It's like, what does he have left? Like, I feel like the game has passed him by. There's so many younger coaches that have come in and revitalized like the offensive passing game. And I don't know if he'll be able to keep up. Like
Fair enough. That's
there's a big difference
completely fair.
between coaching and being on a TV set talking about other people's coaching, you know?
Right. And but really that's the only reason why I have them just above Las Vegas, because I don't think the Raiders coaching staff is that good, where they're just better, you know, or more equipped than Sean Payton. But
Like you have.
everybody else, I think everybody, you know, at least everybody else in that division has surpassed Peyton. You know, I think the game, their games have certainly, you know, passed him up.
All
Especially
right.
Andy Reid. I mean, you know, there's
Andy Reid's passed everyone up. There's no one's catching him. He's like Sonic the Hedgehog.
right.
The odd thing to say
All while
about
looking like
Dr. Robotnik. Yeah. I was thinking the same exact thing. You beat me to it. Let's look at some of these over-under. So you said you think the Raiders are gonna be last. All right, so they're over-under is 7.5. And then Broncos is 8.5, Chargers are 9.5, and the Kansas City Chiefs are, I believe, I saw 11, 11.5. So Vegas agrees with you. Right, they have the Raiders as the worst team in that division.
Yeah. And what was the Chargers
Chargers
over?
was Los Angeles Chargers 9.5.
Okay, so the Chiefs and Chargers, I definitely will take the over. I think the Chiefs are always going to be, you know, in the 13 to 14 to 15 win range. The Chargers, I think, can get to 10 like they did last year. The Broncos at 8.5, I take them the under. I think
Yeah.
I think, you know, for a 5-12 team last year, the way Russell Wilson played, you know, until he really shows that he's got one more Russell Wilson of old in him, I think a 3.5 game swing positively is a big ask of anybody, even a Super Bowl winning, former Super Bowl winning coach. I think I could see them going 8-9, but I don't see them going anything higher than that. And the Raiders, I could see them finishing 6-11 again. So I would take them under 7.5. Oh,
I could see the Raiders ending up like 3-14.
Yeah.
Like, when I say they're tanking, I believe they're tanking. Like, John Garoppolo is not a good quarterback. We've seen it year after year. I agree with you with both the Chargers and the Chiefs, both over. Like, for me, the Chiefs are like the Spurs were in the NBA for a long time. It's like, just take the over. Like, you're going to miss, like, once every 10 years, just take it. And that's why I'm with the Chargers. Like, I'm with the Chiefs, excuse me. I'm just like, take the over. If they don't hit, it's because everything went wrong and you just got screwed. Like, there's no reason to take the under. So we both got the Chiefs winning this division.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we both got the Chiefs. We're both taking the over 11.5. Where would you like to go next? You want to go to the east or do you want to go to the north?
Let's do the north.
All right. AFC North. Good teams in here, and then the Cleveland Browns. AFC North, division champion last year, Cincinnati Bengals, 12-4. They only played 16 games last year because of the DeMar Hamilton situation. Baltimore Ravens made as a wild card team, 10-7. Pittsburgh Steelers, 9-8. And the Cleveland Browns bringing up the rear, like always, 7-10.
Yep.
This is going to be a very difficult division.
Yeah, man. Because this is the first full season of Deshaun, right?
Yes, because he was suspended partially last year.
So I think, man, I think he didn't crack anywhere near our top five picks. I think there is that bias of his off the field, you know, problems. And I think just the fact that he didn't play a full season last year and he didn't look good.
Yeah, that was the biggest thing, you know, over everything. You know, you put the off season stuff to the side, it's very difficult to do. But let's say that he sucked last year.
Yeah, he was not very good at all.
Okay, I'm going to look up his stats for last year because I remember just looking up and seeing him just being bad as bad can be, which is really bad for the Browns considering that they gave him all that money.
All that guaranteed money.
Exactly. Let's see. 6 games last year, 99 passes out of 170 for completion percentage of 58.2. A little bit over 1,100 yards, 7 touchdowns, 5 interceptions.
7-5 is still, that's not a great ratio.
Yeah.
Even in limited number of games.
I'll say 36 rushes, 175 yards. So that's a good average for a running back, 4.9 with 1 TD. He just was not good, which got it has to terrify you if you're Browns ownership or a Browns fan.
Yeah, because it is a big ask for anybody to play the way they did three years ago now, at this point. To go back to the Deshaun Watson of old is a tall task for anybody to undertake. I just don't know. I don't know at this point. You know, it's like Cleveland had a good window, what, 2 years ago with all the pieces that they had in place. And a lot of those guys are gone. A lot of those guys are older now, you know, 2 years older. That makes a big difference in football. And so, you know, can he regain any semblance of that old Deshaun Watson, of the Deshaun Watson where you happily pay $250 million guaranteed? That's a big question. That's a, you know, if he's able to get to 75% of that old Deshaun,
if he's able to do that, then I think they can make a run at being a wild card team. But if he's only 75% of what you think his potential is, then that contract is the albatross.
Yeah. Yeah.
You didn't pay him that much money to be a top 15 quarterback. You paid him that much to be a top 3 quarterback.
Yeah. And it's boy, it's going to take a lot to get back to that point. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, I don't know.
Yeah. I say Cleveland's a mystery. Same thing with Pittsburgh, because I don't know what it's believe in when it comes to Kenny Pickett.
Mm-hmm.
They were like one of the worst passing offenses in the NFL last year. Mike Tomlin has had magic every year that he's been a head coach. He's finished over 500.
Exactly. That's exactly. You beat me to it. I mean, and yet, despite the question mark that is Kenny Pickett, mm-hmm. Tomlin found a way to finish over 500.
You know,
when it didn't look good. It didn't look good after week 10.
You want to know what that way was? TJ Watt came back from injury. That's what happened. So it was quite, the defense is good. If Watt is there all 17 games, can the offense pick up the slack enough for them to win 9-10 games? I think that's a heavy ask.
Right.
See,
Baltimore, you know, have they?
Let me see what the Steelers' schedule looks like next year. Get rid of that nasty man on my tabs. Pittsburgh Steelers. All right, so they kick off the season against the 49ers.
Okay,
home for the 49ers, then home for the Browns. Let's see. Again, I really wish that ESPN would put their bye weeks in here. Let me see if I go to Pro Football Focus and bring it up and see if I can actually see what everybody's schedule. Let's keep going. So at the Browns, then they go to Las Vegas, take on the Raiders. After that, they come here to Houston, take on the Texans. Then speed run this: Ravens, Rams, Jaguars, Titans, Packers, Browns, Bengals, Cardinals, Patriots, Colts, Bengals, Seahawks, Ravens. That's not a fun schedule.
No.
Like, the worst teams that they take on are probably going to be that back-to-back with the Raiders and Texans. And then later on, they get the Colts. And week 15? The problem is Anthony Richardson may have put it all together by then, so that may not be an easy game. And so, yeah, they got a hell of a schedule to fight through.
Yeah, I mean, and does Tomlin have that magic? What, you know, does he still have the magic in him to, you know, keep Pittsburgh in it at least?
Man, that's a great question, man. I don't know. I feel like I say it all the time. I don't know, man. We gonna see. But this really feels like the season where Like that schedule was just brutal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Pro Football Reference. You got so they have a week six bye.
Oh, that's rough. That sucks.
So, they got some struggles, and man, I know if I was a player and I looked up and I saw our bye week was like week four, five, and six. I'd be trying to find a Roger Goodell. He'd have to come see me. But yeah, that week six bye was that is hell right there. All right, let's move on to the other two teams to talk about. Another two teams that made the playoffs in the Ravens and the Bengals.
Yeah, I don't see Cincinnati, you know, losing hold of that division at least this year again. You know, otherwise I wouldn't have Joe Burrow so ranked so high on my list. Baltimore, though, that's another question. Like, you know, they had all the controversy with Lamar during the offseason. You know, are they going to trade him? You know, are they going to let him go? Like, you know, what was going to happen? And they wound up re-signing him. But also, you know, are they bringing back the same team that he's had success with? Have they added pieces that can help him? I don't know. I haven't really.
Well, they added Odell Beckham Jr.
That's right.
They have Rashad Bateman, J.K. Dobbins. And they have a new offensive scheme, so hopefully that'll make the passing game easier for Lamar. Like as long as everyone stays healthy on this team, you cross your fingers, knock on wood, like this team can make some noise in this division and in the playoffs.
Yeah,
I really like the Ravens, man. I'm looking. I got a little. Got a little tingly feeling. Got my spider sense going. I really like the Ravens. Let's look at everyone's over-unders. So for the Cleveland Browns, that number is 8.5.
Wow.
Pittsburgh Steelers also at 8.5.
Okay.
Baltimore, 8.5. And Cincinnati Bengals, 11.5.
Like the last division we talked about, I can definitely have the top two, Cincinnati and Baltimore, you know, take the over on those, 11.5 and 8.5, respectively. Cleveland. I'm gonna take the under at 8.5, right?
Yeah,
I'm gonna take the under at 8.
Everybody's 8.5 except for the Bengals.
I'm gonna take the under with Cleveland at 8.5 and say they give them 8 wins.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about you,
mm-hmm.
but just in case it makes the discussion interesting, I'm rocking with Pittsburgh with Mike Tomlin one more time, taking the over at 8.5, getting him a plus 500 coaching record for the 17th, 18th consecutive season that he's been head coach. And I'm going to go 9-8 again, at least 9-8.
I got no arguments on that one, man. I'm going over with you as well. I'm not going to go against a black man. Come on now.
Fair point.
Mike Tomlin, a.k.a. What's his name? Mike Epps. Yeah, I can't go against him. So, yeah, I got over in him. I got under on the Browns. I just don't see it. It's the opposite of the Chiefs. It's like take the unders on the Browns forever. You'll be wrong once every 20 years, but you know, you'll get 19 good years of free money on them. The Ravens, I'm taking over, even with the injuries they had with Lamar Jackson. They still won 10 games last year, excuse me. And then for the Bengals, 11.5. I'm taking the under. I think that division is just harder now. Like, I don't think the Browns are very good, but I still think they're going to give the other three teams in that division fits because it's the AFC North, and that's what they all do. The Steelers, same thing, they're going to fight. And the Ravens, you know, as long as they're healthy, I'll keep saying that, they're a force to be reckoned with. Like, the Bengals only won 12 games last year.
Right. I think they can get there again. But we'll see. But that might mean if they get to 12 wins, then I could see them going 12-5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you're picking the Bengals in the over?
Yeah.
So Anthony's like the Bengals. 11.5. I can't fight it. I'm taking the Ravens.
Division winner? Division.
Yep.
Nice.
Over 8.5. I mean, you're going to look like a genius or like an idiot like my Cowboys. Well, no, this is better than the Cowboys. The Ravens are good. They won 10 games last year. I mean, that. Let me not be crazy on this podcast. Moving on, we're going to the AFC East. Last year's division champions, Buffalo Bills, 13-3. Missing a game because, of course, DeMar Hamilton's injury. But right behind them, wild card team, Miami Dolphins, 9-8. New England Patriots, 8-9. And rounding up the division, the New York Jets, 7-10. I know you want to talk about them. Go ahead, talk about the Jets. You already staked the flag.
Yeah, I mean, I think they can be better than they were last year with Aaron Rodgers. Again, that's assuming that he's got one more good, you know, year left in him. Which, based on how high I had him on my list, I'm being optimistic that he does. But again, it's going to be tough early on. That's for sure.
Let me go look at their schedule. All right. So they have the week 7 bye week.
It's not great.
Not great.
But it's better than week 6.
Yeah. So they kick off the season, Monday night game against the Buffalo Bills at home. After that, they head to Dallas for the Cowboys. Back home for the Patriots, home for the Chiefs, go to Denver week 5, and then come back home to face the Philadelphia Eagles in week 6.
Yeah.
Woo! You have to take on both Super Bowl teams.
Mm-hmm.
And your reprieve in the middle is having to go to Mile High Stadium. Dog, who made this schedule?
Somebody doesn't like the Jets.
God. You start off the season out of the 6 game, that's 4 playoff teams. The Patriots who fight you hard. And then you have to go up in the altitude to take on the Broncos. That bye week in week 7 is looking better and better. They need to recover. Old man Roger needs a couple ice baths after that. They come back week 8, take on the Giants. Home for the Chargers. Then they go out to Las Vegas for the Raiders. Then go out to play the Bills. Home for the Dolphins, the Falcons, and our Texans. Then they go to Miami week 15, 16, back home for the Washington Commanders. And they end the season with 2 road games, week 17 at Cleveland, and then week 18 at the Patriots.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the schedule, man. This schedule is like, how many cupcakes do they have on here? I would say the Falcons and maybe the Texans.
Yeah.
And even with the Texans, like I've said this all season, like the Texans have no reason not to fight in every game. They don't have a first round pick next year. What the hell do they care? They don't have any reason to tank next year. And then, Cleveland in week 17, like, depending on how Deshaun Watson is doing, that team may be fighting for playoff positioning. That game might knock one of them out of the wild card.
Yeah.
Oh man, this is how you feeling about your New York Jets now, my buddy?
Oh man. Look, it's gonna be tough. It's gonna be tough. I think Rodgers is still a good quarterback, a really good quarterback. But does he have the team around him to to lead a really good team? I don't know.
Their defense is still one of the best in the league.
Yeah.
I don't know what they have as far as offensive weapons.
Couple of guys, I think, from Green Bay.
Of course. Aaron Rodgers may be high as hell, but he's still in the first ballot inductee to the Homeboy Hall of Fame, getting his boys
Yeah.
jobs. That's a very tough schedule. That is going to be a fight. And like I said, that week 7 bye week is going to be good for them, coming off of games against the Chiefs at Denver and home for the Eagles. So that means they have 11 straight games, no breaks, with old man Rodgers manning the field as it's getting colder and colder in New York.
Woo. I gotta stick with my guns though. I gotta, I can't backtrack now. But look, our discussion was based on the quarterbacks themselves. I don't, I'm not.
Oh, I know. I'm just fucking with you. That's your boy. Yeah.
It's like Justin Herbert, he can't do the tackling as well and the catching,
Well, the tackling, I don't think the Jets are going to have a problem with that. It's everything on the offensive side that gives me pause.
He can't throw it to can't throw the ball to himself.
Yeah, Giselle Bündchen knows all about that. Speaking of Giselle and Tom Brady, let's talk about these Patriots for a second. Another team with a good defense and questionable quarterback. Although Mac Brown is way more questionable than Aaron Rodgers would be, even high off the dope.
Jones.
Mac Jones, sorry.
Did they sign Zeke Elliott?
Yes.
Okay. Look, he's a two-way player. I mean, he can play. I mean, he's still a good running back, I think, and he can catch the ball.
Fine.
Yeah. Is it the is you know his is he the missing piece? No, I mean, obviously no one player is on a football team, I don't think.
Dynamic.
It'll be interesting though.
Yeah, let me check and see Ezekiel Elliott's stats from last year. I don't think it was like god awful.
I still think he broke 1,000 yards rushing.
Tony Pollard did. Ezekiel Elliott, 231 carries, check 876 yards and 12
Almost. Okay.
TDs. He's more like he's shifting into like a goal line back kind of guy. Which, honestly, he only had 230. He was doing the whole sharing with Tony Pollard. If you give him 250 carries and you walk away with somewhere between 800 and 900 yards, that's a successful season.
Yeah.
Yeah, the way people talk about it, like he's completely washed up and he's no good. It's like he still has juice on the NFL team. I think he'll have a nice role with these Patriots. And who knows? It might be like when the Patriots got what's his name? Corey Dillon. And he was like one of the top five running backs for a while he was a Patriot. I'm not saying go out there and draft Ezekiel Elliott 1-1 in your fantasy drafts or your auctions or anything like that, but
Right.
I think it's gonna be a nice piece for the Patriots.
Yeah, a nice piece, I think, is a good way to put it.
Want to see the Patriots a schedule?
Sure.
See when their bye week is. Their bye week is week 11.
Ooh, okay.
Like it. Perfect. They kick off the year against the NFC champ Philadelphia Eagles. Then week two, Miami Dolphins. Week three, they go to New York, take on your New York Jets. Week four is homecoming for Zeke. Because they go to Dallas to take on the Cowboys. Week five, home for the Saints. Six, go to Los Angeles for the Raiders. Seven, home for the Bills. Eight, they go to Miami for the Dolphins. Week nine, they're home for the Commanders. Week 10, home for the Colts. Bye week 11. So it's not, so far it's okay. Like, there's some good teams in there. There's some mid teams. It's not terribly difficult. Try and look. I think the best team, of course, they think on is going to be the Eagles, but there's no like, oh my God, this part of the schedule is so difficult for them.
Right.
After the bye week, they go to New York, take on the Giants. Week 12, week 13, home for the Chargers. Week 14, Pittsburgh, go to Pittsburgh for the Steelers. 15, back home for the Chiefs. Week 16 in Denver for the Broncos. Week 17 in Buffalo for the Bills. Week 18 home for the New York Jets. Man,
It's a
having
tough
the
schedule.
it gets tougher at the end, but having the Bills and the Jets at the end of the year, like, that could mess up some people's playoff seeding. Or in the case of the Jets, knock them all the way out of those playoffs.
Yeah.
They're about to. Picture be fine. Bill Belichick will keep climbing up that all-time win list. Another two teams, the Miami Dolphins and the Buffalo Bills.
Bills, I mean, they should be good again this year. It'd be a shame if they weren't. And then the Dolphins, at this point, can Tua stay healthy?
Yeah, can he stay healthy? Can offensive line block long enough for him to be healthy? And then they hired defensive coordinator Vic Fangio to fix some of their issues on the defensive side of the ball. Like, their offense wasn't the problem. Their offense, according to the Football Pro Insider ranking, it was sixth in the league last year. So, or it's supposed to rank sixth going into this year. So yeah, they got Tyreek Hill and what's the other one? Quick, what's the other fast wide receiver that they have? My brother in Christ, you are not helping.
I only know Tyreek Hill. Oh God. Oh
Man,
God.
we've lost him. He's out. It's Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle. Those two
That's right.
burners. And for the Bills, my biggest question for them is how long will they be able to rely on Von Miller? Because that was the biggest issue they had last year. When he went down for the season, their defense suffered. In fact, when all those guys in the secondary got hurt, their defense suffered. Because Lamar Hamlin wasn't even supposed to be playing. He was like the third or backup safety. They just had all these injuries that forced him into the starting position. So can the Bills stay healthy on the defensive side and give their explosive offense just like, all we got to do is go out here and score 28 and we're going to be good. 35, we're straight. That's the biggest issue with the Bills. It's on the defensive side. Offensively, Josh Allen leading the charge. They're going to be fine. I do wish that they would run him less. Because if we're sitting here six months from now, and we're talking about how Josh Allen had the same year that Lamar Jackson had last year, where he just got hurt and never could come back, that would be just a huge opportunity loss for the Bills.
Like, yeah.
I really wish they would let their running backs run more. You ready for these over-unders?
Let's hear it.
Let me check real quick. How many rushing yards did Josh Allen have last year? You may never know. 762 rushing yards from Josh Allen last year.
Good Lord. That's a little too much.
You think? Devin Singletary, starting running back, he only had 919 yards. Josh Allen was about 60 yards away from lapping him. That's way too much. All right, get these over unders. Who was last? All right, the Jets were last in the division last year. New York Jets over under is 9.5.
We're under 9.5. Woo! Woo! I think they can do it. I think they can go 10-7.
You sound a little nervous at first.
They got the second best quarterback in the league.
We're gonna stop these lies. New England Patriots over under is 7.5.
I'll go the over as well, but I think they finish 8-9 again.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 9-8. But I think New York with the Jets, I think with Aaron Rodgers, I think they can leapfrog at least New England.
Yeah. I would agree with that. The Miami Dolphins, I just had it. I lost it. Their over-under is 9.5.
I think they can go over as well. They might be just better than the Jets as a team. Maybe not quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, I think they are a better team. Mm-hmm. And could finish 11-6. At least they should.
Last but not least, Buffalo Bills over under 10.5.
Definitely over.
They went 13-3 last year.
Yeah. But they could go 12-5, 13-4, you know. What about you? What do you have?
For every team. I think the Jets go over. I think the Bills go over. I'm really looking at this Patriots and Dolphin line. Because one of them is going to disappoint. And it might be the Dolphins, 9.5. Like, what, they go 9-8 or 8-9? Like, they have that middle of the pack season. Tua never finds his footing, or the defense never gets it together. That Bills number, 10.5. I tell you what, Vegas, you know how to put the number right where it makes me think. I think I'll take the Bills to win this division. And I will tentatively take the over. What about you?
I'm going with the Bills. Over 10.5 for sure. I think at least 12. I think they'll at least win 12.
Yeah. A lot of things, like, the only way the Bills or teams like the Chiefs, the only way they don't reach their over is if their quarterback gets hurt. And I just don't like putting that energy on the atmosphere. So I'm like, I want everyone to be healthy.
Of course.
So I'm like, pick the over. Nobody wants to be the dick who's standing like, yes, get hurt so I can hit the under. All right. So last division, home to our sad sack Houston Texans. Ooh. The AFC South last year won by the Jacksonville Jaguars at, I didn't realize it was this bad because I had completely zoned out of football last year. Jaguars won this division with a 9-8 record.
Yep.
Tennessee Titans came in second with 7-10. The Indianapolis Colts 4-12-1. And our Texans bring up the rear, as they do many seasons, 3-13-1.
Yeah. Where do you want to start? What do you think? What do you think about the hometown Texans?
They stink, but they don't stink as bad as they stink last year.
I agree.
I think there's different energy just in the building, getting rid of Lovie Smith and right. Bringing in D'Amico Ryans. Also bringing in C.J. Stroud, playing quarterback, and what was the rookie they drafted?
Will Anderson,
yeah, on the defensive line. I think the Texas defense is going to be good.
Yes, I agree.
Above average. Let's go with above average. Like, I don't think it's going to be like a top five defense, but maybe somewhere in that 12 to 16 range. I think they're
defense. I think it'll be a better defense than last year.
Yeah.
And at the time, wasn't a bad defense last year. They just, you know, the offense just was not good.
No, it was good. And they had a lot of games where they just shat the bed at the end. I was going through their season from last year a couple of weeks ago. It's like, they lost, but they lost a lot of games where they were within one score. Of course, they had the tie at the beginning of the season with the Colts. They lost to the Broncos by 7, lost to the Bears by 3, lost to the Chargers by 10, beat Jacksonville, right for the bye week. And then other games where they lost to the Titans in week 8, they only lost by 7, lost to the Giants in week 10, they only lost by 8. This is games in here, like, as the season goes further on and, you know, the chances they'll make the playoffs just wane away, and you can tell, like, they aren't putting in the effort as much, like, the scores start to get wider. But it's like that first 10, 11 weeks of the season, like, they're fighting hard. They were in games. They just couldn't close them out. So I wonder what having a new quarterback, a new head coach is going to do for this team. Like, I really think they're going to sneak up on some teams and think they're going to be better. And like I keep saying, they have no reason to tank. They're going all in to try to win as many games they can to make that draft pick that they sent to Arizona as bad as possible. You want to see a schedule for next year? Well, it's upcoming season, I should say. All right. I'm about to be in hell, boys. So I kick off the season against the Baltimore Ravens at Baltimore. Week two, home for the Colts. Week three, head to Jacksonville, the Jaguars. Week four, home for the Steelers. Week five, go to Atlanta for the Falcons. Week six, home for the Saints. Week seven, bye week. Week eight, go take on the Panthers. Week nine, home for the Buccaneers. Week 10, at Cincinnati for the Bengals. Week 11, home for the Cardinals. 12, home for the Jaguars. 13, home for the Broncos. 14, home, go to New York for the Jets. 15, go to Tennessee for the Titans. 16, home for the Browns. 17, home for the Titans. 18, in the season, an away game at Indianapolis against the Colts. That's one great thing about being the fourth place team in the division. Next year, your schedule looks a lot lighter.
It does. Just, man, listening to those teams being listed, I'm thinking that's not a terrible schedule to have. Yeah.
The hardest team that they play in the first six games for their bye is the Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
And then follow up by the Steelers. Like, oh God, I'm getting high on my own supply, but there's a chance that they'll be 3-3 at the bye week. Oh no, Anthony's hitting me. I'm getting the fever. I'm getting Texas fever.
Hey, it's been a long time since we've had it, haven't we?
Yeah. If they're 3-3 in the bye week, we might shut the city down to celebrate. It's the best thing that's happened to this team in how many years?
Four?
At least. Because, God, remember our quarterback was a sexual deviant. And before that, they lost that goddamn playoff game to the Chiefs. Long time since we've been happy about the football team. But, yeah. So after the bye week, they get done with that. There's just a lot of bad and middling teams. Like after the bye week, I think the best team they play, it's the Bengals. Yeah, it's the Bengals for sure in week 10. After that, the Jets, and I couldn't tell you who's the best team after that. Might be the Broncos, depending on how you feel about Sean Payton and Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
The Buccaneers, I don't even know who their quarterback is. I believe last time I said it was I always heard call this white dude Johnny Manziel, but he's not Johnny Manziel. He just went to the Browns after Manziel went.
Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield, thank you. There's no telling that Baker Mayfield is the quarterback of the Buccaneers by the time week nine rolls around, you know? Like, I wake up and like look up and the Texans are like 6-3 or 6-4 and be utterly befuddled. What is the Texans over under? 5.5 for the Texans.
Over under 5.5 for the Texans. I'm going to go over.
I agree.
And I think they can at least get to 6 wins. Because I hear names like Arizona and Tampa. And then the Colts, you just never know. Like those division games could go either way.
Well, not. I'm looking at the Colts right now. The Colts are over under 6.5.
Man, I might go with the under on the Colts. And maybe 6 games as well.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they're, you know, they're like, you, I agree with your analysis of their quarterback, of Richardson. I mean, you know, his ceiling is high, but if it, you know, like you said, if it doesn't work out, it could be a disaster. And also, you know, they've got the issue with their starting running back. You know, is that's going to be a distraction throughout the season, you know, until that gets resolved. So,
which is the dumbest thing. We don't want to pay you, but anyone trading for you has to give us at least 2 first round picks.
Right.
So I'm valuable, but not valuable. Correct. I completely forgot about that. Still a whole, like, I don't know what that situation is going to end up. Are they going to trade him? Is he eventually going to, Jonathan Taylor, we're talking about, is he going to get traded? Is he going to come back? Like, no idea. But I tell you, if you're trying to help a young quarterback along with his development, what definitely helps is having a all-pro running back to take some of that weight off of his shoulders.
Exactly.
Well, let's see. They're over under 6.5. The Tennessee Titans over under is 7.5.
I'm going to go the over. Wait, what did they finish last week? They were 7-10. I might give them 8-9. Because they signed DeAndre Hopkins. Tannehill is still a serviceable quarterback.
You said that like you don't believe it.
Yeah, I don't know if I do believe that or not. And then you still got Derrick Henry, who has got at least 1 or 2 more years before, you know, he starts getting the treatment. Mm-hmm. You know?
How old is Derrick Henry?
He's what, 27? 29.
You might want to change your prediction on that treatment.
Yeah, that might happen this year.
Yeah, it might just all fall apart for him. I hope not, but it,
right,
with the his style of running, that punishment that he doles out, and also gets doled out in his own body, like, oof. It's going to turn ugly. When it does, it's going to be very ugly. Oh, and let me get Jacksonville under real quick. Jacksonville over under 9.5.
I'll take the under because I think they'll,
wow,
I think they'll repeat at 9-8 again.
Don't you love Trevor Lawrence? You're breaking his heart.
I know, like I said, I'm high on these quarterbacks, but the teams around them, like the quarterback's ability, you know, is only so much he can do. But like you said, he can't catch, he can't block, he can't tackle, you know. And can Jacksonville do all that over, you know, can they do it all over again? I don't know.
Let's look at their schedule real quick. Ooh, buddy, they might go over easily. So they got the week 9 bye. Perfect. Right in the middle of the season. Kick off the season at Indianapolis for the Colts. Then home for the Chiefs, home for the Texans, home for the Falcons, at Buffalo week 5, home for the Colts in week 6, week 7, New Orleans for the Saints, and week 8, Pittsburgh for the Steelers. Man, they get both of their Colts games out real early before the bye week. Week 1 and week 6. So you got difficult games with the Chiefs in week 2, the Bills week 5, and possibly a mid-off against the Steelers in week 8. So it's not terrible. Come back in week 10, home for the 49ers, home for the Titans in week 11. Week 12, they come to Houston for the Texans. Week 13, at Cincinnati for the Bengals. I'm sorry. at week 13, they're home for the Bengals. My apologies. Week 14 at Cleveland for the Browns. Week 15 back home for the Ravens. 16 they go Tampa for the Buccaneers. 17 back home for the Panthers. Week 18 at Tennessee for the Titans. They go back and forth from week 11 on to the end of the season.
Let's change it then. Let's say they go over 9.5, 10-8, or 10-7, 10-7.
Yeah, because that is. I just realized they got the AFC South playing the NFC South. Oh God, who? What madman scheduled this? That's why there's so many mid games on all these AFC South schedules. So there are difficult games, and the after the bye week would be home for the 49ers, home for the Bengals, and then home for the Ravens. All difficult teams, but at least you're home for those games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm taking it over Jacksonville.
So how do you have the division ranked?
Oh, I think Jacksonville's one, and then a three-way tie for second. No, I think Jacksonville's the best team in the division, and then after that, I would say, God, the homer in me wants to say the Texans so bad. But I'm not going to do that. I'm going to say Tennessee 2, Houston 3, and then the Colts 3rd, Colts 4th.
Wait, say that again?
Jacksonville, number 1. Mm-hmm. Titans, number 2. Houston, mm-hmm. 3.
Yes.
Colts, 4.
Okay, yes, yes. I agree with that.
Yeah, because it's not that crazy. The Colts went 4-12-1. The Texans went 3-13-1. Only one game difference.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going with the Jags to win. Number is 9.5. I'm taking it over. What about you?
I got Jacksonville winning that division as well.
Going over as well?
Going over. At first was not, but now I am.
All right. Now it's time to figure out these wild card teams. So our division winners we have. In the South, we both picked the Jags over 9.5. In the North, I picked the Ravens over 8.5. You picked the Bengals over 11.5. In the East, we both picked the Bills over 10.5. And then the West, we both picked the Chiefs over 11.5. What number I say for the Bills?
Over 11.5.
They're 10.5. My apologies.
10.5, yeah.
All right. AFC wildcard time.
How many teams?
3.
Three teams. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go in no particular order.
Sure.
Okay.
I don't think you gave me an order for the other ones. What were your other ones? 49ers, Cowboys, and Commanders were yours in no particular order.
Baltimore.
So the Ravens.
Steelers.
The Steelers. Ooh.
Did you write down what I had ranked for the AFC East?
For the AFC East, you had the Bills, Jets, Dolphins, Patriots, I believe.
Jets.
We got the Ravens, Steelers, and Jets. Mine, I would take the Bengals. I still think they're good enough to make the playoffs, even if they don't win the division. The Chargers.
Yes.
And then the last team I will take. I'll join you on the Jets bet.
Hey, all right.
I don't think it falls apart until they get to the playoffs. Who are your NFC champs? I feel like we got the same team.
The AFC champs?
Yep.
The Chiefs.
And it's fighting me, but that's all right. I'll make my life. So, your Super Bowl matchup will be the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Detroit Lions.
Yeah. Did you think I forgot about that?
I forgot about that. My Super Bowl matchup is the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Dallas Cowboys.
Ooh.
So who are your champions?
It's got to be the Packers.
The what?
What? The Chiefs. Chiefs. I don't know why I said Packers.
You think you me.
Why did I say Packers? That's weird.
Aaron Rodgers has sent you some stuff. It's finally kicking in. Want to do a little MVP in?
Oh man, it's got to be Mahomes, right?
Oh, hold on, because we're gonna do this two ways.
Okay.
First, give me MVP, and then your MVP NNPM. Your MVP not named Patrick Mahomes. All right, because we're both picking Patrick Mahomes. Win MVP. I mean, that's
MVP not named Patrick Mahomes. I'll go Joe Burrow.
I always say like Patrick Mahomes' dad did after they won that game. Joe Burrow. Put on that Joe Burrow. You didn't believe in your man, Aaron Rodgers?
No. I think he's the second best quarterback in the conference, but, you know, you have to winning an award is contingent on, you know, how well your team does as well. Yeah.
I'm looking at it. I'm trying to make my MVP choice make sense with the division champions I pick. So I was going to say, oh, Justin Herbert. But why would Justin Herbert win if the Chiefs win the division? So my choices are between Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen, and I'm gonna give it to the honky. I'm picking Josh Allen.
Woo.
It's a special year. He puts it together and he looks like the best quarterback, not named Patrick Mahomes. All right, I think that's all we got for today.
That's all I've got. Looking forward to another football season. I hate that summer ends, but it does remind me that football is just around the corner.
I'm glad summer ends because I'm tired of it being 115 degrees outside.
Fair enough too.
Also, whenever I write down whatever we're doing, I write things in cursive, right? Because that's how I learn how to write. They don't teach the baby's cursive anymore.
Oh
Like if I leave a note for Amari, he'll never know what I mean.
no.
A capitalized Z will have him on the floor having convulsions. He'll never understand.
Imagine if you name your child a name with a Z and then they don't learn how to write in cursive and then they don't know how to sign their name when they're adults.
Yes, I'm like, what do y'all do for signatures now? Y'all just sign your name in the standard? Oh, Philistines. All right, time for us to get out of here. Good podcast. Good to see we're still recording.
Yeah, still going strong.
I mean, good to see that Zoom is still recording. I was worried. I was like, I wonder
Oh.
if I hit the save to computer or not.
Right.
That'd be horrible times for us. All right, man. Let's get up out of here. Thank you all for listening, sharing, downloading all the stuff you do. If you could leave us a 5-star review wherever you have to listen to this podcast, it really helps us in the algorithm, and more importantly, it makes us feel good about ourselves.
Absolutely.
We'll be back next podcast talking either wrestling or baseball. It just depends how we feel.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Unless something earth-shattering happens in the next 3 days that we have to talk about. Until then, we shall see you guys next week. For Anthony, I'm DeQuincy. Later.